when you take this biblical personality test, you supernaturally open your spirit for more of God's power flowing through you. Interested? Sid Roth here with Dr. Sandy Kulkin and two Jewish people. Better than that, three Jewish people. Sandy, myself, and Jesus. Sandy, just so people understand, before you became a believer in the Messiah, what kind of synagogue did you go to? Were you bar mitzvah?
Well, you know, we went to a conservative Orthodox synagogue. Most of the holidays were celebrated for 2 days, not like the Reform do it for 1 day. Most of the services were done in Hebrew, so I had to learn Hebrew.
So what was your opinion of Jesus?
Well, you know, I thought Jesus was a nice guy, maybe a great teacher. He surely had a lot of influence in changing the world, but, you know, I didn't believe he would be the He was the Messiah. I didn't believe that he was the Son of God.
But God knew how to get to your heart. You know how he did it? He's dating a pretty Gentile girl, and her family starts telling him, and she starts telling him about Jesus, about Jesus, about Jesus. They wouldn't stop. So one day, your girlfriend invites you to a Pentecostal church where they speak in tongues. What in the world did you think was going on?
Well, you know, we were probably on the verge of breaking up. It was funny. She says to me, well, you know what? I don't think we're going to make it.
I don't think we're going to make it.
And I said, well, you know what? If your God doesn't change me, you and I are through. And, you know, and she's probably thinking the same thing. That's right. We're through. So we, I go in, I sit down, and the guy is talking about tongues. Now, you got to get this. My father was in the meat business. I knew cow's tongues, lamb's tongues, veal tongue, beef tongue. And then he's asking people, come up and get a tongue. And I said, I went, whoa, well, you know, that did it for me. So I got up and I walked out of the service. And a fellow walked out after me, and he came up to me and he said, you know, he said, I saw you when you walked out of the service. He said, would you mind if I prayed with you? Of course, I'm thinking, well, how long could he pray, right? I mean, you can't pray that long. Well, he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. But in the middle of that prayer, he started to speak to me in Hebrew and got my attention right away. He kept saying, Adonai, 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 which was the name of God. You know, we go, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And so he starts to pray this prayer, part of it from the Amidah, which was prayed on Saturday morning. And so I'm thinking, what are the chances of another Jew being in a place like this, right? And so the first question I said to him, I said, oh, you're Jewish. He goes, no, I'm not. I said,
you're not Jewish?
So I said, well, how do you know I'm Jewish? He said, I don't know who you are. I said, well, where'd you learn Hebrew? He goes, that was Hebrew?
That was Hebrew?
So I knew I just walked into something supernatural. I knew I had walked into some sort of a dimension that I could not explain.
So when you saw that supernatural manifestation of Hebrew from a man that didn't speak one word of Hebrew, didn't even know it was Hebrew, that triggered all the things your girlfriend's family was telling you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I asked Jesus, if you're real, come on in. Came right in.
I'll tell you what. God is so good. When we come back, how would you like to find out how his entire family became believers in Jesus? Be right back. So Sandy's mother finds a letter, confronts Sandy, do you believe in Jesus? And literally packs his bags, kicks him out of the house. Sandy now goes for consolation to his girlfriend. And his girlfriend says, oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to get filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Come on. What did you think?
Well, I thought she was a little nuts. I just wanted her to just say, oh, Sandy, oh, Bobby, it's okay, you know. And so next thing you know, we're on our way to church and another one of these churches and by another culture shock experience. So we go into the church and we're sitting there and the offering plate came around and I take a $50 bill and I throw it in the offering plate and prayed the martyr's prayer. Oh, God, take everything. You know, like $50 is everything, right? And so she's seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't have a slightest idea what she's talking about. So at the end of the service, people are going forward. I figure that's where the action, that's where the Gentiles go. They must go up front. Something is happening up there. And so I go and I make my way up front. And this guy reaches out and he grabs my arm and he says to me, everything is going to be okay with your mother.
What?
Well, I'm thinking, did you talk to her? How did he possibly know? Then this other guy comes up to me and he goes, brother, do you want the power of God in your life? And I figured, already cost me $50. Why not? You know? And so he put his hands on me, and then I just fell out. I just fell on the floor.
What do you mean you fell out?
My legs went out from under me, and I'm laying on the floor. And it's like my mind, it came out and said, get off the floor, get off the floor. But it was probably about an hour later before I got off the floor. And that was the beginning of what I think, because I was speaking a language that I had never studied. That was something that happened when I was there. And of course, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want anybody to know what happened to me here. But that was the beginning of something that absolutely changed my life.
Okay, so he marries his girlfriend, and a year later, he's speaking before 10,000 people at America for Jesus. But that's supernatural. But something even more supernatural happened.
Well, I had started speaking at some full gospel businessmen. Mm-hmm. Somebody had heard me. They'd asked me to speak at an America for Jesus rally. It was at Penn State Field House. And there were just, thousands and thousands of people there. I was not an accomplished speaker, but I just spoke on who's going to be on the Lord's side. My father came. My mother came. My grandmother came.
Why did they come?
Because my father wanted to hear me speak before he died, and my mother and grandmother were there to support my father and to see what was going on.
Because he was dying.
He was dying. And so I'm on the stage, and this happened to me for the only time in my entire life. I've never had this happen before. I never had it happen since. It was like somebody was speaking behind me and said, go down, lay hands upon your father. I'm going to heal him tonight. And
Your father had terminal cancer?
He was only given a few months to live. He was a big guy, ex-Marine, Carlson Raider. He was a 6'4", big guy, wasted away. He was wasting away to nothing. And again, that voice spoke. In fact, it disrupted me. I wanted to look behind me to see if somebody was saying that. And at the end of the service, I mean, there were just thousands of people that came forward to be prayed for, and it was just an amazing thing. And I walked down through that crowd and went up to my dad, and I said, Dad, I said, Jesus wants to heal you tonight. And my father bowed his head, he closed his eyes, and of course then the service kind of went on. That was on a Saturday night. On Monday, my mother calls me, she's just crying. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I wonder if my dad died. She's not even able to talk. And so finally she talks, she says, they want to keep your father another couple days, they can't find a trace of the Hodgkin's disease in his body.
I'll tell you what. He got something more than the baptism of the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Holy Spirit. He starts a Bible study. I mean, you're a young believer. You start a Bible study with 10. That's
people.
A good Jewish number.
Yes.
It's called a minyan. You start with 10, and in 1 year, you have 2,400 people attending this study because miracles start following him. Tell me a couple of miracles that were going on in the study.
There were just some just amazing things. There were so many people that were healed from cancer and so many people that were healed of visible things. I'll never forget, I had this little baby in my hands and the legs were deformed and they were going to break the legs at the knees and put them in casts so that the legs would be straight. They had a way of doing that. Little single mom, she didn't have anybody, she's crying. I'm holding the baby in my hands and the baby starts to wiggle and move, and in front of our eyes, the legs went like this. It was a Catholic. It was a Catholic Bible study. I had partnered with a priest, Father Shore. He was called the Shield of Faith, and it grew. It grew. We kept outgrowing buildings, but there were miracles. Every meeting that we had, there were miracles. There were words of knowledge. There were things that happened.
Sandy, your passion isn't as much this disc personality, although that's your business, but you have pioneered a test that gives you revelation into how to accomplish your destiny with God. People that take this test, their gifting just increases. In fact, you told me you were on the board of Teen Challenge, and you have all these young kids that are recovering from drug addiction, etc. Take this test. It's life-changing for them. But then people my age take this test, and it's life-changing for them. Be right back.
Call now and get Dr. Sandy Calkins' Biblical Personality System, which includes your biblical profile test and Dr. Calkins' two-part audio CD teaching, Your Supernatural Destiny. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9579. First, you will receive your own biblical profile test. It is so simple to do. The results are only for you to see and share if you want to. You take the test yourself and the answers are instantly made available to you. You will discover your unique personality style and be able to relate to a biblical personality right from the scriptures. Through the biblical personality test, you will discover hidden things about yourself that God wants to use to reveal His glory in and through you. Understand the areas in your character that are holding you back from becoming all that God wants you to be. Find out how to become a better communicator. Discover how Bible scriptures will come alive to you in a new and exciting way with revelation that you never grasp before. Understand which person in the Bible best describes you. Step into the next level of success that God has for you in every area of your life. Next, through Dr. Calkins' two-part audio CD teaching, Your Supernatural Destiny, you will begin to understand your specific supernatural destiny that God has just for you. Gain new insights on solving life's problems. See deeper into others with God's eyes and help them move one step closer to God and His kingdom. Become more successful in your job, finances, relationships, and more. Begin looking at things in your life in a new and exciting way. On these two audio CDs, Sandy Calkin prays for you to overcome any struggles with family or others in your life, deal with your past and overcome the things holding you back, gain the same blessings and promises given to Abraham, receive God thoughts and God words that will bring peace and joy, see the power of the Holy Spirit operate in your life. Don't miss out on getting Dr. Sandy Calkin's Biblical Personality System, which includes your Biblical Profile Test and Dr. Calkin's two-part audio CD teaching, Your Supernatural Destiny. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9579. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9579 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
So, Sandy, you shared earlier about that amazing miracle of your father. It saved his life. What effect did that have on your entire family?
Well, you know, the scripture says that Greeks take wisdom, but Jews take signs. And that was a sign for my entire family. My mother was just overwhelmed with that, that my father...
The same mother that kicked you out and packed your bags?
Yes, absolutely. and the same mother that became a groupie. She became one of my groupies. And my mother had an illness called scleroderma. It was a collagen disease. And I remember we went to a meeting of people that had the disease, and she said, I'm never coming back here again. She said, she looked and she said, I'm never coming back again. And my mother had a healing that took place. I think that the faith stirred up inside of her. There were things that happened. She went to a meeting of mine. And my mother, ultimately, this is a fatal disease. My mother outlived everybody that was at that meeting, including the doctors. Great miracle.
Your passion is to help people become all they're supposed to be in God. Tell me about this biblical personality test.
Well, you know, in the beginning, when we first started, I started to think about the love commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, but to love your neighbor as yourself. And there's so many people that have the root problems where they don't love themselves, they don't understand themselves, they don't know their giftings, they don't understand their fears. And in order to have a positive relationship, sometimes they need to get over the things of themselves. And so we started to make this DISC test very practical, very simple, very personal. We didn't realize that it was going to go into the supernatural realm right along with us. We had no idea at the time when we first started. And so what we did was we started to relate the different styles of people to the styles of people in the Bible. And we found that as God dealt with those people in the scriptures, the same way he would deal with people with the same style. It was just uncanny. Then we recognized that as we started to gain spiritual insight and through our own personal ministries and own personal dealings, how God would put thoughts in our minds. And I was with a very high-ranking fellow in the government, and I'm looking at his assessment, the graph page of the assessment here, which everybody will get, and they'll get a write-up about them, and it's very clear. They'll get their dominant fear. They'll get their strengths. And I'm starting to look at this, and a thought came into my mind about having problems with his youngest son. Now, how could I know that? I could know that. It's something from another realm. Now, either it's not true, either it came from my head or it came from the spirit world. And so I said, I see where you could be having trouble with a child. He said to me, I'm having problems with my youngest son. Whoa, that opened up a whole world. And here's this very powerful man asking me to help him to mend a relationship. And of course, he asked me, he said, what would you do? I said, well, I would pray. And he goes, I don't know about all that stuff. But I shared with him how I prayed over my own daughter and what happened. And so he opened himself up to prayer. He opened himself up to a spiritual world as a result of one thought.
I took this test myself. In fact, what it advised me to do is read the story of Joshua based on me taking this test. So my staff, they've taken this test, some of them. And one person's been a believer for many years, I don't know, 30 years or more. And he said he saw things in himself that will help him fulfill his destiny.
Absolutely. That spiritual destiny, that divine destiny, is something that is inside of us waiting to happen. And if you understand what your strengths are, then you can do certain things to make to help that along the way. If you do, it's like a bank, you know, if you don't ever put anything in it or take out of it, what is it? It's just sitting there doing nothing. And so let me just give you a couple examples. So I had this gal She was from Texas, and she was just she went through a very difficult divorce, and she got in touch with us, and she went through our training, and she went ahead, and she was working with Brownie troops. And I remember her telling me how she, as she would give this test to the kids, how she would get thoughts about things that were happening in their families, and things that were happening with them, and things that they would be in their life. It was amazing. And, you know, we've been in touch. And she says it helped free a lot of these kids from issues that they had, and it helped direct their paths.
It seems as though that as you see our, as from the test, you find out our weaknesses, our strengths, who we should emulate in the Bible. But as we get rid of these weaknesses and start achieving our destiny, it opens us up to the supernatural power of God we were always meant to have.
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone has a dominant fear. Some have a little more than one. It's either the fear of being taken advantage of, or rejection, or loss of security, or criticism, one of these fears. Once you know that fear, and you can see how it starts to impact your decisions, how it starts to impact your relationships, how you deal with money, how you deal with job, how you deal with friends, how you deal with church, how you deal with family, how you deal with health. And so this is an eye-opener in a lot of ways, because when the enemy wants to come against you, he's not coming at your strength. Where is he coming? He's coming at your dominant fear. And so that is what Job said, the thing I feared the most was that that came upon me. And for that alone, if people would just get that piece of information, they would see how the power of God would use them in combating that, not only in their lives, but also in the lives of others.
I find that many churchgoers, many Muslims, many Jewish people all want to have a relationship with God. They don't think it's possible. All want to experience the pure love of God. They don't think it's possible. I'm telling you, it is possible. I'm telling you, if you'll say a supernatural prayer with me and mean it to the best of your ability, you can do that. You can do that. You will open yourself up to the greatest adventure a human can have. And I'll tell you the truth. If you know God before you die, you'll know Him after. If you don't know Him before, unfortunately, you will not know Him after. Open the door. Watch His love pour in. Say this prayer with me out loud. That's you at home. Dear God. I've made many mistakes. I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Passover Lamb, washes away all my mistakes. And in your sight, O holy God, I am clean. And now that I am clean, Messiah Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
No better word to end with. It means so be it.
Did you know that God has a supernatural destiny for your life? Did you know that you may have similar personality traits, just like the people in the Bible? Dr. Sandy Culkin has a passion to help you discover who you have been created to be and what God has in store for you on planet Earth. Call now and get Dr. Sandy Culkin's Biblical Personality System, which includes your biblical profile test and Dr. Culkin's two-part audio CD teaching, Your Supernatural Destiny. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9579. First, you will receive your own biblical profile test. It is so simple to do. The results are only for you to see and share if you want to. You take the test yourself, and the answer answers are instantly made available to you. You will discover your unique personality style and be able to relate to a biblical personality right from the scriptures. Through the biblical personality test, you will discover hidden things about yourself that God wants to use to reveal His glory in and through you. Understand the areas in your character that are holding you back from becoming all that God wants you to be. Find out how to become a better communicator. Discover how Bible scriptures will come alive to you in a new and exciting way with revelation that you never grasped before. Understand which person in the Bible best describes you. Step into the next level of success that God has for you in every area of your life. Next, through Dr. Culkin's two-part audio CD teaching, Your Supernatural Destiny, you will begin to understand your specific supernatural destiny that God has just for you. Gain new insights on solving life's problems. See deeper into others with God's eyes and help them move one step closer to God and His kingdom. Become more successful in your job, finances, relationships, and more. Begin looking at things in your life in a new and exciting way. On these two audio CDs, Sandy Culkin prays for you to overcome any struggles with family or others in your life, deal with your past, and overcome the things holding you back. Gain the same blessings and promises given to Abraham. Receive God thoughts and God words that will change your mindset and bring peace and joy. See the power of the Holy Spirit operate in your life in a way you never thought possible before.
This is probably different than any resource we've ever made available to you before. I believe that it's going to fill in the missing blanks so that you can fulfill your God-given destiny. The Biblical Personality System and the exclusive brand new 2-CD set, Your Supernatural Destiny.
Don't miss out on getting Dr. Sandy Culkin's Biblical Personality System, which includes your Biblical Profile Test, and Dr. Culkin's two-part audio CD teaching, Your Supernatural Destiny. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9579. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9579 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.